every game in this division is a tough one, and I mean that. Rochdale will be no different the weekend. You know, I've watched their games of late. Their last five goals have all come from crosses. They're a team that like to get the ball wide. They like to get crosses in the box, and they're a big threat from crosses. They carry good physicality and good height from crosses. So we have to, firstly, be ready to stop crosses, and secondly, when they come in, we have to defend those crosses with our lives. So, you know, in that aspect, it's going to be a real challenge for us. They're a team that in recent weeks have been slightly inconsistent, but they have a manager that I think has done an incredible job there, because they're a team that I think sometimes people forget they're not working with a great resource. He, in his time there, has, I think, punched above their weight, and he deserves credit for that. So he's a manager that always wants to play football. Yeah, he's a manager that's always encouraged that. They had a brilliant performance, which I watched the DVD off against Walsall. And I watched last week's performance also against Chesterfield, where they were very unfortunate. So it's going to be a real test for us. But my focus is very much on how we can continue to improve and continue to give performances that we're given. You know, I was so proud of the players' performance last week in terms of what they gave. And if we can continue doing that and add a few finishing touches, then I think we can be a really good team.
Is that the benchmark now in terms of performance, that Barnsley game?
No, I actually think in terms of controlling games, we've controlled in the last 5 or 6 weeks, we've controlled games better than we did the Barnsley game. Well, you know, the Barnsley game was a real cup tie with both sides looking to win the game. It was a fantastic advert for the league and the Johnson's Paint. But in terms of controlling the game, we didn't control the game in the manner that we have been doing. But in terms of the application and in terms of the desire of the group, they were phenomenal. So, you know, a bit of both would be lovely at the weekend, you know, control of the game and that level of intensity and desire. And then we should fear no one.
And Keith Hill made some interesting comments before Christmas. He said that there was a bit of a disconnect and tension from the home fans at Spotland. So bearing that in mind, does that make the all-important first goal even more important if you can go there, score early and unsettle the home crowd?
I think so. You know, I think when you go to, when you go away from home at any game, I think the important thing is that if you can get that all-important first goal, then you can bring a nervousness to the opposition. And if there is a wee bit of disconnection there, then we have to take advantage of that. We have to start the game with real intent. We have to ensure that we apply all the principles that we work towards. And we have to ensure, again, that we come away with a win, because that's the objection. When we go there, we have to win these types of games. That's what I want from the mentality of our players. I don't want us to go to Rochdale and be satisfied with a draw. I want us to go there and win.
There'll be a decent travelling support from the Card Army as well.
A brilliant support, I hope. I complimented them after the game at the weekend. They turned up in their numbers, and I hope we can give them a similar type of performance, but with a win this weekend, and continue to send them home happy.